To know what could take them out there. Some like while I'm on the clock, you better stop the operation, I swear. Give me something I can do for myself. Well, it's just a little thing, got a song to sing, nobody don't care. Whistle what you think, you know, you better start collaboration, I swear. Give us something we can sing for ourselves. I watch a dandelions float through the sky. Give me something I can see for myself. Sweet dreams to the terrible things, I let them disappear when life is not fair. First chase when the hate's a race, I'm gonna wipe my tears away, so don't stare. We got something, yeah, we can live for ourselves.
Turning on some mics. You've got that mic. Are you destroying things?
Absolutely.
No.
When am I not is the better question.
Oh, no. I don't like any of those answers. All right, guys. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're clearly and currently listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got people in the station. Why don't you tell us
no
who you
way.
Are?
It's the return of DJ Speed Racer.
I forgot that you named yourself that.
Do you remember yours?
Ago. I think I was DJ Ginger Artemis.
Yeah,
that's me.
You were.
Oh my God, you guys remembered. No one remembered. One person just keeps changing the name, like, consciously because he won't remember.
I feel like that would be me.
That would be
but
you.
But you remembered, absolutely. Though.
But what about next time?
We'll find
you
out.
Guys could see the blink that just occurred.
Yeah, we don't have blink. Television just yet in here. Well, we do have a security camera, but it's fine.
Wait, where?
I see it, but do you?
No, oh, there.
You found it.
I was going to say, oh, it's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Who knows who it is? But we know what that band was. It was Young Bay with his Up All Night featuring Paper Idol. His newest album, Bay 5, came out last week.
Woo!
Get hype. Future funk artist extraordinaire coming in with music. He's coming in with more original content.
Yay.
The copyright police can't go after him now, thank God.
I'm proud of him.
I kind of am.
just kind of.
He's playing at the Middle East in October. I want to get tickets, but will I remember? We'll find out soon.
You set up a little reminder on your phone.
Please. I've been to two of his concerts before. The first one was super fun. Second one, my friend was not that into electronic music for like 4 hours, which is, it's an acquired taste.
But you were into it.
I was, and we ended up leaving early because he was tired.
Aww.
It's okay.
He needs to sleep.
Yeah. I need to sleep.
I've been out all day. I don't know how I'm alive right now.
I'm proud of you. You made it.
Thank you.
You made it all the way here.
We got a couch. We have 2 couches. No, 4 couches.
I will take up all 4 couches.
Oh my gosh. You just like take off one arm and like pop it off and like put it on one.
Wait,
and
but then
pop it on another.
But like 4 limbs and my body though. So like
5 couches.
One.
But do you have 5 couches?
No.
We'll bring one in for you.
Oh my gosh.
Specifically.
Ginger Artemis. You didn't have to.
Anyway, we have tons. We have a lot of music. We have requests from you guys. I have stuff. The first one, even though we're in Safe Harbor, it is a little explicit, but I think it's worth it.
It's worth it from here.
Yeah, it's very good. But be
prepare
warned,
yourself.
It is a something.
Oh, okay.
You know what it is, Zoe.
Oh, no.
You already know.
Oh, get hype, guys. You're going to get so hype. Let's go.
Just be ready.
Hey, bitch, you better praise God or I'm a shooting. That's on God. I ain't playing by my Lord and Savior. I'm on my job. If you ain't a Christian, I'ma stab you in the face. If it ain't about Jesus, I'ma hit you with this cane.
Jesus is the one.
Hell yeah, praise Jesus Christ, nigga. Free Palestine, free Tay K. It's the trap game. Abraham Lincoln, 416 bars ago. R.I.P. Betty White. She ain't dead, but for when she died, cause I know it's coming up. Hey, little bitch, how you not gonna fuck on a real nigga? Yeah, I'm getting paid, still late on my bills, nigga. Yo, bitch, at my crib, I just let her charge the iPhone. Ask me if these diamonds, nah, bitch, these some rhinestones. Armpit musty, Reebok's dusty. My show got canceled, cause white folks don't trust me. Now I'm in the strip club with glue on the bottom of my shoe, nigga. That's how I'm due. Hey, I'm stealing money from these bitches. I'm hitting licks year-round like it's Christmas. I got addictions. I take the condom off and drug my nut. It's delicious. I want to get a whip and crash it in the white-owned businesses. Hey. Hey, nah. Hold on. I got this hook. Hey. 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 I'ma dip my balls into some $1,000 dressing. Cause I got depression. I'ma avoid my taxes, then I'ma get arrested. Cause I got depression. I'ma rob my mama and I'ma spend the money on an old Chevy. Cause I got depression. Everybody know, nigga, you need to learn your fucking lesson. Nigga, I got depression. Hey, shout out mental illness. Shout out mental illness. Dude, if you got a mental illness, like, fucking turn up, dude. Like, seriously, dude. Like, whatever the fuck you got going on, dude, fucking, you're medicated, you're not medicated, dude. Like, seriously, fucking, bro, I put my dick in a bag of Doritos and made this nigga bitch suck the dust off the tip.
Yo, 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 you're listening to Toby Lou, a.k.a. Lil Baby Bop, a.k.a. Young Bopalopolis, a.k.a. King of Bop, a.k.a. Grass Bopper, Bop Bop City Bitch, a.k.a. Bops Are Us.
Say twice on the beat.
Twice is nice, twice is nice.
Yes.
I don't wanna bop. I don't wanna bop that beat. Hop up in the Jeep. Put a little bitch in drive. Fuck my 9 to 5. Disappear for weeks. Wash up on the beach. Might catch a little sunrise. Caught me by surprise. Waterfalls make me weak. So I creep. Mermaids on a reef. I want you for keys. I don't wanna check my phone. 10% my phone. Let that bitch die slow. Message at the tone. Twice is nice, twice is nice.
What is this, Kids Bop?
I don't wanna bop.
AKA, bop, get your bitch up. Motherfucking Hanson, had us out of here.
I don't wanna bop that beat. Hop up in the Jeep. Put a little bitch in drive. Fuck my 9 to 5. Disappear for weeks. Wash up on the beach. Might catch a little sunrise. Caught me by surprise. I just wanna cause some heat. What's that on my feet? Oh, that came out this week. When I walk, it squeaks. This shit got me geeked. My new freak on fleek. I miss her to death, and it's only been a week. Baby, don't make me sing. Twice is nice, twice is nice.
Kids Bop head ass.
Can this be the last one?
Bad times with charm.
Gotta come a little bit harder than that.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, superstar.
Superstar.
Bitch, I'm going super hard. I got Andrews on my team. They give me wings and superpowers.
I don't.
I'll show you texts.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so welcome back. We first had Zach Fox featuring Kenny Beats with Jesus Is the One. I Got Depression.
Turn up. Of the generation.
It's one of the newest collabs between Zach Fox and producer Kenny Beats. It is wonderful. He also did Square Up, which is also a favorite on this show.
Yes.
It's so good. Also, if you know, Rico Nasty and JPEG Mafia have also worked with Kenny Beats. Amazing stuff. So good. Next is Just Keep Going by Toby Lou, with the album Toby Lou and the Juice.
Juice.
I don't know that one.
It's okay.
I'm excited to find out.
We're gonna find out together. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have more music. The next one is Speed Racer's gonna recognize the song after this one.
Yay!
And we're gonna get going.
Thank you. the city in the background. Block the number that you're getting in. This fucking sunset is a specimen. Look up, look up, look up, look up. Look at us now, top of that world with the nosebleed popping at the. Look at us now, fuck the bastards in your dad's truck, just a lost girl. Look at us now, top of that world with the nosebleed popping at the. Look at us now, got your daughters in your dad's truck, just a lost girls, just a lost girls, just a lost girls, just a lost girls. I'm not looking for love tonight. Don't come up, I ain't trying off. Alright, I just wanna make love. I already feel fine. I don't wanna get high. I just wanna sip a cheap wine. Look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. No ceilings. You love, you love, you love, you love, you love. Look at us now, top of my world with the nosebleed popping at the. Look at us now, fuck the bastards in your dad's truck, just a lost girl. Look at us now, top of my world with the nosebleed popping at the. Look at us now, got your daughters in your dad's truck, just a lost girl, just a lost girl. Look at us now, top of that world with the nosebleed popping at the. Look at us now, fuck the bastards in your dad's truck, just the lost girls. Look at us now, top of that world with the nosebleed popping at the. Look at us now, got your daughters in your dad's truck, just the lost girls, just the lost girls, just the lost girls, just the lost girls.
Boom, boom, boom. All right. Hope you guys listened to the last core of songs and enjoyed them. All right. First one was Unspoken History by Alex Leahy from her newest album, The Best of Luck Club. I love this album so much. From what I've heard, there's only 3 songs available on Bandcamp. But you can get a bundle with white vinyl,
ooh,
a shirt, and a ticket, like, you know, those punch tickets? And it's called The Best of Luck Club, and there's 3 stickers on it.
That's so cute.
I love that. That's super adorable. Aww.
I want to be in that club.
Same. Wouldn't get lucky.
Oh, Daft there's Punk.
A- I just thought that too. It's been a bit since I've heard that song.
I haven't heard in a long time either. I was in New York during spring break, and I got Daft Punk's Discovery album.
Ooh, very good album.
So good. I loved Digital Love.
What's the one I really like? Oh, it's one of... Oh, I really like Veritas Quo. I think that one's an instrumental one, but it's really good.
Oh, that's good.
I'm always into good instrumentals.
It's like, it's hot. It's beautiful, instrumental, influential techno music for the generations.
Did you see the animation? I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Interstellar 55555555555.
Yes. What? I feel like it's, like, necessary to really enjoy it. Like, it's so good, the vibes.
Yes. I guess, actually, have you ever heard of this, like, Irresponsible Captain Taylor, Galaxy Express 999, or any of those shows before?
They sound familiar.
Or, Captain Harlock?
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Okay.
The first two sound familiar.
Because Harlock, I thought, might help, because I know, like, the space Lars.
Oh, it's based on that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You might have told me that, actually.
Captain, but I think that Captain the Lars. Guy who, who did the character designs for them, mm-hmm. did the ones for Interstellar.
Oh, that's so cool. I can totally see that, actually.
5555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555555
to you after.
Thank you.
It's so good. It's so good.
Indoctrinate me.
Random Access Memories is also very good. The one that Get Lucky's from.
I never listened to the album. I only know Get Lucky. Good.
There's so many features on there too.
Is there? What's more? What? I know Pharrell Williams. I know is on the main one.
My favorite one is Instant Crush with Julian Casablancas from The Strokes.
What?
That's my favorite song on the album. Very good.
Julian Casablancas is very good. I love 11th Dimension.
Ooh, that's is that a solo?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I only just know his Strokes work.
That's fair. I mean, he's been trying to do like solo stuff for a long time, and like. A lot of the time when he comes up with a new album, it's like Julian Casablancas and The Voids. They're always like, this is good, but I wish he'd go back to The Strokes now.
Yeah.
That's literally every
time. That's me.
I kind of feel bad for him, because imagine you're trying to break it solo.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
I feel like that's the same thing with like Pentatonix and Avi Kaplan. Everyone's like, can you just go back to Pentatonix?
Rip.
I'm proud of you. Can you go back?
Like, no offense to the new bassist in Pentatonix. He's good too. Matt Sally. He's cool. But like, Avi's just so iconic.
You want the old gang back together.
Yeah. You can't
bring
replace
the gang back together.
Yeah, you're wishing that this is just a really, really long third act.
Like, and then finally, it all come together.
And then finally, like, the climax is gonna happen, and they're gonna, like, all along, we needed to be a team. And stuff like that, you know?
Yep.
But that's sometimes not how life goes. The next one was DJ Speed Racer's pick.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you introduce this to us?
My favorite human being on this planet, Lights Spoken, just released this song. It's gonna be on her acoustic album. So she does like a normal album and then an acoustic version of all of her albums.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, this song is called Lost Girls, and it's a very big mood.
It's a huge mood. I love this song. Hannah introduced it to me.
Aww. Ginger Artemis. I just forgot your name.
Me too.
I've gotten called my real name so many times on this place.
It's okay. But actually, the album's dropping tomorrow.
What?
So y'all should check that
check
out.
It.
Skin and Earth Acoustic.
I'll listen to it. 100%.
Are they all going to be acoustic versions of prior tracks? Or we got some bonuses on here?
Yeah, the one we just listened to is one of the bonuses. And
nice.
I'm sure there are at least one more. Yeah, usually she does like the best renditions that would be like sounding well acoustic.
Hot.
And then some additional tracks as well. So that was one of them.
Nice.
Yeah, it's such a good summer vibe. It's like you're just cruising
really
in your car,
it.
Windows down.
Yeah.
Nice summer breeze. It's perfect.
Well, hopefully someone's driving right now so they can experience.
I hope
what
so.
Like, they're driving down the highway. They're listening to Woofmo.
I-95. Wait, what was that meme?
Oh, wait.
Speeding
I know
down the I-95 with, like, iced coffee. I should go vegan.
Oh, on the way to ex-boyfriend's house.
With my ex-boyfriend. It's a very Boston-centered meme. I love that.
It really is. I've never... Well, unless you're commuting and then you're waiting to get on the 95.
Oof,
Lights is coming to Boston this month, and I'm very sad that her concert sold out in like 0.23 seconds.
Oh, no. Legit?
Yeah.
Where's she playing?
I think House of Blues. I'm not sure. It's like Christy and I's tradition. Like, we always go to her concerts when she comes, and it's sold out in like 2 seconds.
Oh,
like,
no.
Okay. Hopefully. I mean, I'm glad that she's getting more popular, but like, I wanted to go.
She needs to move up her venue then.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Absolutely. That's a good point.
House of Blues is too small for
her. That actually reminds me, I think it was the last time Christy and I saw her. I was in the Uber because I didn't have my car yet. So I was in the Uber from Gordon at rush hour, really trying to make the opener of her concert. And like, I forget what happened. Oh, I think the first Uber canceled on me.
What?
And like, I had the nicest Uber driver the second time around. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, you can play whatever you want. And like, I told her I was heading to the Lights concert. So we were listening to some Lights. And she's like, I would pay to listen to this in TD Garden. She's like, she's so good. Why isn't she so popular? I'm like, I love you.
Facts.
It's a deal, good thing. She at least can move up at some point. Like, you can go the metric route where you just slowly move up the playbill, like, more.
Yeah, first you open there, then you steal the show.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Halsey did that. That's it.
Oh, yeah, Halsey.
Halsey did that. Metric is always second place.
But it's okay.
One day.
It's been how many years?
So they've been in band for 20 years.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Yeah, their first album came out in 1999.
Oh, I only knew it because I met you guys when, oh God. Well, I only met you guys when we were 14, and that's the only way I knew about it, about the band. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, Fantasies also came out when I was in fifth grade. So that's their third album. No, wait.
I always forget that there are so many before Fantasies.
Yeah.
I'm like, Fantasies is their second album, right?
Wrong.
Or I don't even count their EP, whatever the heck it is. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is that one again?
That's the title.
How do you spell that?
Just got sounded out.
Yeah.
Just H-H-H-H.
Tell it to Siri. Siri, can you find this?
The phone just lights up.
Or just like my friend had a Pixel, and he said Google, and Google's like his phone lit up. Oh, and like, it's like, okay, spooky. Google.
Wait, what's a Pixel?
It's a phone.
Oh, okay.
It's Google's phone.
Oh, I was thinking one Pixel Google. On a laptop. I was like, he has one Pixel.
One Pixel.
That's one singular Pixel.
Well, I have a voxel, okay?
Okay.
To be clear, voxel is a pixel with volume.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
By one by one.
Ooh.
It's like a cube.
Oh, I thought it was just like a bunch of them. But no, it's more than that.
Name it like a volume pixel.
Yeah,
a
voxel. It has volume.
That's cute.
Not just area.
Well, yep.
Volume.
Moved up a dimension
with DJ Speed Racer.
Now you can calculate the gradient by taking the derivative of both the X and the Y. No!
Don't take me back there. Zoe and I visited MHS the other day.
Yeah,
you did.
At our old high
school. Peered into Ms. Chen's room. I was like, yes. Yeah,
we had a lot of fun looking around. It was, that too.
I think I'd burn up if I came back.
Yeah.
I take my foot in and be like, no, I need a new foot.
I feel like you'd be repelled. Just like
force field. Oh, yeah. I keep trying to walk through the parking lot and I just keep, I'm like walking in place on the curb.
Oh.
Guys, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
We try to drag you in with us. We just can't.
Just can't do it.
No.
We found our seats in the calf. Can't do it. Not today. It was really cute though, and I realized.
Yeah, like we sat in our seats in the first floor calf.
Like we did all together
every senior year.
And I realized that
every
day
in senior year.
I did grow since I was there because everything looked lower to the ground, and I was like, oh, thank you. Yeah, you're right. Thank you. That's so sweet.
But yeah, I only grew in one way. I did not get taller.
I think I regressed.
No, you didn't, Rose. You're doing math.
I think that's the only thing keeping me tethered.
You're doing math, but this time you get money for
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You run the show here. You're DJ Tolstoy.
I am DJ Tolstoy. in my DM.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You're doing great.
You have new glasses.
Oh my God. They look great.
Oh yeah, I have something 10. On that, but that's gonna be
yes
soon.
I'm excited. Cryptic.
All right. Next one is Ginger Artemis's. Ooh. And I hope you guys enjoy it, and then we'll have to play a PSA, then Metric will have to sometime
resurface.
Oh yeah, here, binder before we forget. Ah, yes. Yes,
thank Abbott. You
all right guys,
she's been given her binder.
Browse. We're buffering. We're buffering. We're buffering. Buffering. Oh yeah. No. We're on. One sec. I'm trying to get connected. Is the Wi-Fi messing up? Oh, Montef's wireless. Why? Hang on. Hang on. We'll put an extra song in. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. They moved on. We'll just go.
It's time to follow and let the heat it up. The quest on this plane is a propeller in the middle of the coast. When ambitions are low, head on close. Hang on before you lose control. We up to follow, but how to rip it up. Send my full message on the lips. Some love, no, it ain't gonna wear out. Two witches on the same. What else is wasted? And I come down in your room. I daily customize.
concept.
Very good. All right, we have music to announce. We've got PSAs to read. We've got Rogers to pet. And okay, I guess we should get the IDing out of the way. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go off.
So first one was Ginger Artemis's pick that got woefully cut off in the last 15 seconds.
I'm a little hurt, but you know what? 15 seconds, that's okay. We got the song.
Blame Tufts Wireless. it was Pale Shelter by Tears for Fears from the album The Hurting Remastered. Do you have anything you would love to say about this music?
I just found it on my little Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify, is always a fun time. And I was listening to a lot of 80s again because I watched Stranger Things and I was like, it's time to get back into the 80s music, as one does. And I thought it was so catchy, and it's all I've been listening to on my commute into Boston for work. So it's been a good time. So I thought, let's throw it on the list today.
I love that. Next, then, you sent this earlier, so I was able to match it with Call to the Heart by Jif Ria. It's also on their title band album. I have it on vinyl. I got it for $8. It was in the metal section. It's not metal.
Excuse me?
It's hard glam rock. Thank you. There's nothing metallic about it. It's just as metallic as Dio.
Melted down metal.
Yeah, like exactly. Metal. Yeah, might as well be as metal as Dio's Rainbow Gate, please.
Oh my gosh.
Which is actually like Dio's best song, but anyway, fine.
It's not metal. It was me, Dio.
Stop! Como Dio died. Oh my god. Anyway, next was Armistice by Phoenix from the album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix.
Yo, nice. I like that.
So good. So I've been at, this is what part of one of the 7 albums I've had on repeat during my commute in the past couple weeks.
Very good.
Turn up.
Best song from there. Next, Live It Out by Metric.
Yay!
Second album.
Are we counting the EP?
No! I think it's like Young Bay's album Skyscrapers Anonymous.
That's a great Metric's name. I literally have no idea what it is, EP.
I'm looking it up. Albums.
I need to know.
This is my favorite album. This is my favorite band of all time, and I just don't know, like, their first album.
Does anyone? Do they remember their EP?
They probably don't.
I don't think they do.
No, so it's Mainstream, and there's actually another EP after that.
What?
Yes.
What?
It's called, my God.
But do we count them? I don't think we do, right? So we're just talking albums.
Yeah. No, we don't. Maybe for just the sake of our own pride. it's called... I would have died in middle school and you know exactly why. You know what it's called?
What's it called?
Static Anonymity.
Kayla Montichel.
Kayla Montichel. That's Tumblr.com.
These are old references. And
dab on them.
Old memes.
They're so old. They have dust growing on them.
Okay.
It's not even mold.
It's just become dust. There's no... That's
mold
it.
Dust.
Bites the dust.
Another one. DJ Khaled. Made the best music.
The next one was my dad's request.
It was such a good song.
I really liked that shout out. That's a great song.
Shout out to my dad. It's Nightboat to Cairo by Madness from the album One Step Beyond. He's not here, so he can't give us any flavor text. But I think, let's see, it's a crowd pleaser, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we also, so first of all, this has been the Small Cactus Radio. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And we have a PSA.
Yes. Okay, are y'all ready? I don't know if I'm ready.
I know I'm not.
All right.
Let's go. Let's go.
This is Ladder Safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Oh my God,
that's so
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
I really learned okay. Something new today, Hannah.
Sorry, I wasn't done. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Aw, yeah. I used to actually watch PSAs, like, on YouTube all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And there's, like, this really metal one from Canada where this girl is on a ladder. It's like a store, and it's normal, and she's like, oh, can you get this for me? And she, or no, like, can you, like, put in a light bulb? And she's like, okay, and she's on high heels.
What is she doing? That's,
just take your shoes off.
That's dumb.
Yeah, and so she climbs up, she's, like, reaching, and then she falls, and she gets onto a glass table.
Oh, no!
And it, like, screams.
Does she die?
So here's the kicker.
But wait, like, there's more.
Then there's someone there, and she's like, someone, call the ambulance. There's been an accident. And the girl stands up, shards over her.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Like, neck slap. And walks over, and she's like, this wasn't an accident. I shouldn't have been on high heels. You should have been watching me. That ladder's been old, and it should have been replaced a long time ago, and no one did it. And then it cuts, and then it's like, workplace injuries are never accidents.
Oh my god, that is so cryptic. Contact your local Department of Labor,
and I'm like, oh!
Top 10 anime plot twists.
You could not see our faces, but we were just slack-jawed. We were like, what? that whole conversation.
Oh my gosh, PSAs are so metal. It's like they kind of just take, like on TV, because they take off all the reins that, like, marketing has of, like, we don't want to be associated with, like, you know, getting impaled, and that's also very accepted, like, fear tactics to get people to do things.
Rude.
But it gets so metal. Oh my gosh.
We want this image to stay forever ingrained in your brain.
And clearly it's working, so.
I mean, I remembered it from, like, high school when I used to watch all these.
Wow.
There were more, like, there's one where, like, the guy gets, like, crushed by a bunch of boxes from a forklift was trying to lift stuff and everything falls on him. One where, like, a relatable. Guy's arm gets caught in a machine.
Also relatable.
Do you have something to tell us?
Lindy.
I remember that book. That was... that traumatized
me. Mr. Marsden.
Now, see, you didn't have to read the whole thing on tape.
Yeah, on audiobook.
Lindy.
Tape 5.
We had to... No, I had to read, like, a chapter. Oh, God. We had to each read a chapter and then present on it to the class. And I remember none of us... We all just did this thing where we wouldn't read anything else from the book. We just read our chapter. So I don't think anyone had a semblance of what the story was. Oh, that's like Scarlet Letter. Yeah, it was just like Scarlet Letter.
I literally read that up to where I was, like, in one night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, no. I didn't do that.